path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I've never been better.
Good. Glad to hear it. Everyone's good. Everyone in your life is good.
I guess.
Nothing interesting going on.
Yeah. Some things go on.
Well, you know, I'm sure everybody has something going on that maybe not quite like what you have going on, but I'm sure everyone has something going on in their life day to day. No one's life is totally boring. No one's life is totally predictable.
Yeah.
Yours is a little less predictable than
I feel like I gotta tell the story now at some point.
Yeah, it's
and maybe I'm wrong, you know, maybe people could point out. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Maybe I, you know, whatever.
I don't think you're wrong, but of course I would say that, right? Because I'm on quote unquote your side, so but it's not even about that. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just think
awkward,
it's just an
weird,
just an awkward moment in life.
Right.
You know? And those happen and you try to avoid them. If you're me, you try really hard to avoid them at all costs. And, in your situation, you also try and be nice to people.
I try to.
And so sometimes that can lead to these situations.
I try to, but just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. But
I did give you the real Reader's Digest version. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, Boomer. My ex...
Okay, Boomer, because he said Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
My ex had cats, and apparently she had to move.
Yeah.
And she couldn't keep the cats, and she was like, you know, can you keep the cats for me? I'm like, no. I don't want more cats. Like, I don't want more cats. I have a cat, and my cat is not even your cat's fault. My cat's an asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, we had two cats at one point, and my cat ran them off. And I ended up letting that cat move in with the neighbor. Because my cat would not let that cat, they're outdoor cats, that cat would try to come up the back steps.
Yeah.
And my cat would sit on top of the steps and fight him back down
very
into the yard.
Okay.
Yeah, back into the yard. And these neighbor people, they were like, it's your cat, the black cat, he comes to our back door all
he's
the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we fed him and he's super nice. I'm like, yeah, he's a super nice cat. He really was. And I'm like, we just keep feeding. And I told him the story. And then they're like, okay, well, he can come in here. And I'm like, okay. And then after like 6 months, they were like, hey, we're moving. And we really like the cat. I'm like, perfect.
Great.
Take the cat because my cat won't let him in.
Yeah, perfect. Works out.
So anyways, I'm like, no, I don't want cats. But of course, after a while, she's like, you know, it's only going to be 2 days or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, they can stay in the garage. I have a heated garage. I have furniture in there. I have a TV. Whatever. Fine. If it's 2 days, what's the big deal, right?
Yeah. It's like having a like a finished basement, but also you can say, okay, well, it's partitioned, so if the cats don't get along or whatever
else, right.
They've got this separate area.
I'll just keep that door closed, and my cat can't go in there.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So... and maybe, you know what, maybe we could just say this and leave this on a tease here, and then you can tell the rest of the story in a second. But the 2 days turned into how long?
She dropped him off in June.
Okay. And as of yesterday, they were...
June.
And as of yesterday, they were still at your house, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've known about this, and you know, but I don't live with them, so every day that Laszlo brings it up, you're like, well, and then those cats, I'm like, oh, right, the cats.
Yeah.
I just kind of, I forget, because it has been a while, but when you said June, I was like, wow, yeah, I mean, that's definitely longer than a couple days.
Yeah.
But the boys, at least one of the boys, I think the boys like the cats, right? At least
well,
one of them
Well, the older
must.
One likes the cat, the younger one is like, but here's the other thing, and then I'll tell the rest of the story, but... her two cats are not like friendly cats.
Yeah, they're not lap cats.
They're not lap cats. Like if you go by them, they just run away from you. They don't want to be around people. I've never really seen cats like that, but you know, They were a little bit friendlier to my oldest son. Mm-hmm. He would go out in the garage and watch TV, and I'd see them hang out a little bit. But, you know, my younger son, I don't, you know, I think he was like, yeah, whatever, I don't care about these cats. They don't like me, I don't like them, whatever.
You made it sound like they just scattered like roaches and turned the lights on.
All the time, like, and they would just hide.
Yeah.
And even I even got to one point where I just started leaving the door open. I mean, it got to be, you know, 10 days or whatever. I'm like, well, I can't have the cats.
I don't want
to
leave them there.
In the garage. I don't know if they'll become feral cats. I don't know. Like, so I just leave the door open. And then sometimes they would start to come up, and then they'd just hiss and attack my old cat.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, we can't, like,
it's his house.
Right.
Yeah.
What do I do? So I tried leaving the door open, and then after a while, I left the door open, and they wouldn't even... Yeah, they wouldn't come
up. No, we're staying out here.
And then my older cat would just go down there and take his big fat ass down there and eat their food.
Right.
And then because he has food upstairs, but I think he's like, hey, guys, you know there's food down here, too?
Right.
Like, we can eat it all.
I can't believe this. This is great. I was eating nothing but treats and 6 bowls of food. Now I get 2 more bowls of food a day.
Yeah. Well, he just got fatter and fatter and just kept going
and
down
the other cats are starving. It's good to come inside. So you partitioned them off. You figured out this isn't going to work insofar as letting them integrate into the home. And that was in June.
Yeah.
Fast forward to this week. The cats are getting picked up.
Yes, the cats are getting picked up last night.
And you will tell that story in a second.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
So you got this cat story told coming up, and I was thinking about it. There's something about you and cat stories, or maybe it's us, but I mean, you had a really great cat story that's so good, I think it's been told twice over the years about the passing of a beloved cat.
Yeah.
And how you handled that situation.
The captain.
Yeah, it involved us fight with your ex, right?
Yeah.
A disagreement, certainly, with your ex.
I put it in a trash can when it died.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do with it.
Right. And the kids were young.
It wasn't sick.
It was dead. No, No, you didn't take a sick cat and wrap it up in a trash bag.
I want people to know, though. Like,
yeah, it was
I'm
dead.
Trying to think, I've always had cats my whole life, but if they got sick and my dad would take them to the vet, and be like, this is a sick cat, and then they put it down. I've never just had a cat die under the couch.
Right. This cat was dead, full rigor
full
mortis,
dead,
the whole thing.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was dead.
Gross,
there's no, like,
man.
Oh, maybe like, he'll make it make
thought
it
you were
come
supposed
back.
To go out and wander in the woods and not come back. Like, what are you doing dying under the ottoman? Like, Jesus.
It's actually, I mean, I think a lot of pet owners hope that their pet, I shouldn't speak for a lot of pet owners. I've always thought it would be nice if, like, I wish that my dog had died at home. Like, I kept thinking every morning I woke up when she got old, I'd look over at her bed and see if she was still breathing. Every morning. It's like when you look at a clock and it looks like it's not moving for a second.
Right.
I'd look at her and go, she's dead. And then I'd see her stomach start breathing. I'm like, oh, she's still alive. But part of me kind of hoped that she would pass peacefully so I wouldn't have to take her to the vet and stick a needle in her. Not because of the money or anything like that. Although, I mean, that's part of it. But, but because you don't want to have to be the one to make that decision. You want nature to make that decision.
Yeah, but you also don't want to just find a dead cat. It's gross,
I found one. I mean, my cat... I mean, Milo, we had to put down.
I had to push it, pull it under the couch with a broom.
Yeah.
It just slid like a hockey puck.
Yeah, being under the furniture, that sounds tough.
Like, my kids keep looking at it. Like, maybe it's alive. I'm like, that thing, there's a lot of things, but it ain't.
Right.
I promise you, it ain't
having
alive.
Little kids is a whole new thing. Like,
then they're crying. Like, oh, that whole story, man.
Yeah, that's
they're
bad.
They're crying. They don't want to go to school. And then I finally sit down and do a... You know, let's all remember the good times thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, you know, Bob Marley it here, right? My God.
Right. Focus on the positive.
And then, you know, they'd be like, okay, and the big tears and the crying. And
yeah.
I think we had told, you know, them that their parents were getting a divorce, like, you know, 3 weeks
horrible
earlier.
Timing.
Like, my God.
Horrible timing.
This can't go any worse. And then finally it was like, all right. Let's go to school. And then the little one's like, I think he's still alive.
Let's go check on it again. I think he's going to make a comeback.
I'm like, all right, I got to get this thing out of the house.
Yes.
Or else we're just going to keep doing
it.
Keep
looking at it. Right. And they're curious. They're kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's death. It's
fascinating. And they're still like, well, I think they were still like, he's alive.
Of course.
You know, they don't want to believe it. He's alive.
Let's.
Kind of like me and my dad.
Right.
No, he died, and I'm doing the same thing. Like, he just lives in Florida. I don't know.
Yep, I do.
Glad he made that hurricane. Like, I
haven't seen him
in a while. I just don't call him. Crazy.
I haven't seen him or talked to him in a while. Exactly. Because you can't really deal with it.
And that's the thing. They didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. It's normal. When my cat died, when I found my cat in the basement, I went down there. It was Christmas Eve.
Mm.
And I went down there, and I came upstairs, and I told Brooke, I said, Maddie died. And now, Brooke's not really a cat person.
Mm.
And her and Maddie weren't, like, super close. I mean, she's not anti-cat. She'll tell you she's not a cat person. And I think if you had to rate, like, you know, okay, how much do you love each one of the animals in this house?
Sure.
No offense, but I think Maddie was at the bottom of that poll for her. And so I said, you know, Maddie died. And, of course, it's immediately, what? And, you know, it, she's upset. And I'm like, yeah, I wrapped her up. She was in the basement. And she's like, what'd you do? And I was like, I'm taking care of it. And I knew that she knew that I wasn't taking care of it the way that she would hope that I would take care of it. But she also knew not to ask too many questions. But she did ask me again later. She's like, so what's happening with Maddie? What did you do? And I said, I took care of it. And she's like, and I could tell she wouldn't ask further questions, but she didn't. But just so happened, because it was Christmas Eve, it was like 10 degrees out. It was freezing. So I took my cat, wrapped her in blankets, put her in a shopping bag, wrapped it all up, and I put her in my toolbox out in the garage because it's freezing out there. And I thought, she'll stay frozen. And then, you know, I can dispose of her later, and that's what I did. But, you know, I'm going to take a dead cat to the vet. You take a dead animal to the vet and then pay the money.
I got to get this cat out of the house. I know we're running late on time here, but I'm like, I got to get this cat out of the house. The kids are freaking out. They're in the other room. I'm like, all right, hey, guys, go upstairs, get ready for school, right? All the crying's done, you're still going to school. They go upstairs, I pull a broom out, grab the cat, put it in a trash bag and throw it in the garbage.
Disappeared. Taken care of.
I can't have this cat in here or else we're never going to get through this day.
Right.
And then, thinking I'm a good dad, I call. Now, this isn't a story that happened yesterday. This is a while ago. But then, thinking I'm a good dad, I call the school.
Yeah.
The social worker, and I say, hey.
Heads up.
Heads up. Boy's cat died today. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking to them. You know, we got books for them to read, and, you know, I'll check on them and make sure they're okay. The boys were both in the same elementary school at the time, and then she's like, oh, hold on a second. And then she leaves, and she comes back on the phone. She's like, did your ex-wife know that the cat died? And I was like, no, I haven't had a chance to call her yet. And she's like, oh, because she just called about something else, and I said, I'm very sorry about your cat.
God.
I was like, you got to be kidding
so
me.
So bad.
You got to be kidding
me. She wasn't your ex at the time. I think you were married, right?
Well, we had been divorced. Oh, okay. Still living there. I wouldn't leave.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that it was that close to that. So now we fast forward to this week, the new cat story.
Well, of course, then she calls me like, where's the cat? I'm like, I took care of it. She's like, where's the cat? I'm like, I took care of it. She's screaming at me, where's the cat? And finally, I was like, it's in the goddamn garbage.
Yeah.
She deserved more than
she
that.
Knew.
You know?
She knew. She knew the cat was in the trash.
Full fast, 9 months later, she gets the cat. I get the cat out of the garage. Her and her friends come over. You know, they all look at me like I killed the cat.
Right.
I didn't kill the cat. And it was 10 degrees outside. Like you said, I can't bury it. I got to get the cat out of the house. Then, you know, here we are. They take the cat. They get it cremated. They do all this stuff. For years, it's sitting in a tub in my kitchen. I don't know what it is. You're over one night, and you're like, hey, you got kratom.
Yeah.
Let's have some. And I look at it, and you're like, oh, this isn't kratom. It's a dead animal.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing has been in the cupboard for 2 years.
Maybe I left it over there. I didn't know. So now you get asked to watch the cats for a couple days.
Yeah.
And that brings us to where we are today. Yeah, no,
I'm just kidding. I did not.
Well, you'll tell us next.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
We are now, you've been watching these cats. Your ex was moving, said, hey, I'm moving. Can you watch the cats for me for a couple of days? This was in June. You said yes. And the cats have been at your house since then. And the cats have been scared to come into the house. You have a cat.
And I would say for people just, you know, I know there's plenty of people who are divorced. And I know Snowcone has a baby mama. And they get along good, right? You guys get along good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We don't have that relationship. We don't get along well. You know, we try to, if we're at a baseball game together with the kids, we fake it. But that, you know, that's it. Like, there's no love loss here.
No, it's pretty clear why you got divorced.
Right.
And, yeah.
It is what it is.
I'll agree with that. Third-party perspective, I'll agree with that. Right. You guys don't get along.
We do not get along. And, you know, and it makes me feel good because I, you know, sometimes people will say, people that I know who are friends at baseball games or whatever, they will mention, you know, oh, well, you know, and I'm like, oh, like maybe you two could come over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we don't get along like that.
Right.
And I've had women and men both say, like, you know what, congratulations, because you guys fake it at baseball pretty good. I'm like, we do? Because we don't sit next to each other or anything. But,
but you talk after the games and stuff sometimes. No, it does look like you guys are cordial.
Stand next to the kids together.
Yeah, it looks like you're cordial.
Right.
From what I've seen, but
we try. I would say we both try. You know, and it can't be easy for her, and it can't be easy for me. Well, I know it isn't easy for me, and I believe it's probably harder for her.
But it doesn't mean that you don't ever do nice things for another, as in this instance where you're like, I'll watch the cats. You didn't want to do it.
No.
But you said you'd do it.
It was a nice thing.
It was a nice thing.
Absolutely. But in the end, it was probably more for the boys.
Sure.
You know, to be honest.
Regardless. Yeah. Still a nice thing.
But
a nice thing for them, a nice thing.
And a nice thing for the cats. Like, I'm like, well, I don't want these cats to just die. I don't know what happens to cats.
Right, they go to the pound or whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
all right, it's fine.
Yeah, but they end up...
And it was only going to be a couple days, remember that. If it would have been like, you're going to have them for 6 months, I'd be like, no.
Right.
No.
Right, of course, but...
And one of the reasons why is because, you know, they're not allowed to go outside. They're not outdoor cats.
Yeah, which sucks.
Which all my cats are outdoor cats. I'm like, you know, when I first get them, I'm like, oh, you have to live here for 3 days now. Here's the back door.
Me too.
Go figure it out. Because I don't want to change the cat box that much.
Right.
So here's how you get out. Here, it's a little broken screen. Eisenman broke it, and you can learn to go through it.
And they scratch the furniture less, and I don't know.
Of course.
I prefer it. And they seem
happier. Now he's older, he doesn't go out anymore. But
that's how my cats were. When they got older, they stayed in. I'm like, damn it, I have to clean the litter box all the time.
You got to change it all the time.
Yeah. So you got the two extra cats. It's supposed to be there a couple days. Every day, I would say, not every day, but every so often we'd be at work and I'd come in and I'd say hi to Lazo before we go on the air and he'd say, I'd ask about the cats or he'd say, I still got the cats.
Yeah.
I'm like, you still got the cats, huh? And, you know, there's been a few conversations that we've had where I've been like, yeah, I think you may live with those cats now. Like, you've been
kind of come to grips with it and like, but to be honest with you, after a while, I wouldn't have been upset about it. Like, I didn't hold who adopted those cats against the cats, right?
Right.
Like, but the fact that they wouldn't come upstairs, the fact that they attacked my cat, the fact, you know what I mean? It was like, this isn't working.
Right.
Like, then, you know, whatever.
This hasn't been great.
But it has been horrible. They just stay in the garage. So, what, you know, I just told my oldest, like, you got to change your cat box and feed them.
Yeah.
I told both of them, and the youngest was like, open up the garage door. I do not like those cats.
Right. He's like, let them go. Oldest has been taking care of them.
He has, and he was sad yesterday.
Yeah.
But anyway, so my ex texts me and says, hey, good news. You know, she's staying with friends somewhere or something, and was like, you know, I can come get the cats.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, great. So I go home. I had planned on, you know, cooking out on the grill, and I, you know, people may think this is weird, but I keep my grill in the driveway. And I open up both of my garage doors, and I have, like, a TV, a couch in there. It's like, you know, a man cave with big, huge doors. And inside, there's a batting cage, and I like it. So I'll cook it out there, and then, you know, we'll eat and watch baseball. That was my plan last night, right?
Yeah. And you knew she was coming over.
Yeah. So I was like, that's even easier. You know, I'll leave the garage door open. Boom. Easy. So anyway, she gets there. I guess, you know, the long, short story of it is, the cats won't come out of this little storage area.
Like a hiding space, basically.
Yeah, they got like a hiding space. So she gets there at 6:30 and says, you know, hey, can we close the garage doors so the cats come out? I'm like, all right. So we go inside. We eat dinner inside, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. She's out there with the cats. 6:30, 7:30, 8:30.
I get a text at 10 o'clock, Snowcone. I got a text at 10 o'clock from Laszlo.
Okay, hold on. You guys are eating dinner. She's in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
This is around 6:30.
Yeah.
After you finish dinner, where do you and the boys go?
The boys go down and hang out with their mom because they don't see her all that often.
Sure.
And they're watching baseball. I stay up
inside,
in the living room and watch, but, you know, give them time alone with their mom.
For sure. Okay. And so the 7:30, 8:30, they're still down there with her hanging out?
Well, the youngest one comes in around 8 o'clock. He's like, I'm going to bed. I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, good night. The older one's down there with his mom.
Okay.
After, you know, I don't know, around 9:30, the older one comes in. And he's like, yeah, we don't have the cats yet, so.
Don't what? Have the cats yet. They're in the house.
No. I thought they found them, like, at 7. No. God.
So then he's like, you know, I'm going to go to bed. He's got school in the morning. I'm like, all right. So now, both my kids are asleep. I'm in the living room, and my ex-wife is in the garage. I'm like, this could not be any more uncomfortable.
It's such a weird text.
Like, I don't want you to be here. Like, I don't want you to be here.
Well, right, and if you want to go to bed.
Right.
You know, the idea of just like, okay, well, I'm going to bed. Good night.
Right.
You know, make sure if you need something. Yeah. I mean, what do you say in that situation? And this, we're talking, that's a long time. I mean, if it took... If you told me it took half an hour to get the cats, you'd be like, Jesus, that sucks. You know, right. They had to wrangle those
midnight.
Cats.
Midnight.
Midnight?
Midnight.
No.
Midnight.
No.
Eventually, I was like, I'm going to bed. She's like, okay. I'm like,
is she trying to get them
the
whole time?
She's got one cat. And the other one won't come out
for a long time, right?
They got one around 9:30, I guess.
And she can see the one that won't come out,
but she can't see it.
Can't see it.
But so it's got like you know,
knows where it's at.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Knows the area where it is and could go get it. I think. I mean,
I would think.
I'm just thinking about what that looks like.
Well, she
like
said
in my
that
mind.
She read to not chase them.
Okay.
Because it was stressful.
Okay.
And she said that me asking, you know, how long she's going to be here was stressful to her and that the cats can feel it.
Oh, the cats picking up on the stress.
No.
And that they probably would come out earlier.
That
and
did
that
not
had she known that I was going to cook out on the grill, she would have picked another day because that probably, you know, made them stay.
Added to the stress.
Yeah.
So it was your fault. Okay. I just had a feeling that it would be. But
sure.
Okay. So did the cat get
Finally, I was like,
up?
I'm going to bed. Why don't you just take one of the cats with you? Take the one you got.
Yeah, we'll try again.
And then she's like, well, I'm not going to separate them. And in my head, I'm like, you are.
Like,
or, then so I was like, all right, well, you know what? It's still time for me to go to bed. I got to take these kids to school in the morning.
Yeah.
Just leave them both of you.
Yeah, leave them. What's another couple days?
Whatever.
Right.
Well, leave them both
couple
of
days.
Here.
5 months, whatever.
Right. All right. We'll try again some other day. And then she was like, no, I don't ever want to come back here. And I'm like, all right.
Okay. What did you do wrong? That's what I don't understand. What did you do? I don't want to come back here. I'm not trying to make this place inhospitable. I'm just pointing out it's been a long time.
Right.
How long does one
bed.
Wait? Right. Right. Yeah. So, but she does get it?
Well, eventually,
or did you just
go
to bed and wake up and they're gone?
No, so I was like, eventually, you know.
I could not sleep like that, I don't think. I couldn't go to sleep like that.
Eventually, I was like, you know, all right, you know. But basically, she just told me she's not leaving until she gets both the cats. And then I'm like, all right, I don't want to start a big fight here. There's, you know, there's kids here,
right,
whatever. Who cares? You're in the garage, whatever. Just weird, uncomfortable, and unnecessary. But, so I'm like, all right, so I guess I went to bed around 11 and went just laid down. And then I heard the garage door open.
Okay.
You kind so of as I heard it, that means she went out the garage. So I just ran down behind her, locked the garage because, you know, there's no cats. I wasn't locking her out. I was like, all right, boom.
She's
cats
gone.
Are out. She's gone.
So you went to
she's
bed.
She's calling an
she
Uber.
Yeah.
Good. It's over. So that was, you know,
okay.
My night last night.
Yeah. I didn't understand at all. I was so confused because I knew that she was coming to get the cats. You told me that when you left work, you told me earlier in the day that she said she was coming to get them. And then you told me when you left work that she was going to meet you at the house, that she was going to come over shortly after you got home.
Yeah.
So I knew she was coming. When I got that text last night at 10:30, whenever it was, I'd have to go back and look. I was so confused. I thought at first, like, oh, she was really late coming over to the house. Then when you said, like, no, she's been here. She can't get one of them. I didn't know what to say.
And I don't
to
want
you.
To start a
I didn't
fight,
know what
so
to say to
there,
you.
But in my head, I'm like, just go in that storage area. You got two teenage boys. Have them clean out the whole storage area. Take them out and grab that cat, put it in a thing, grab it by the scruff of its neck, throw it in a container, and go.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard.
Right.
Like, why do we got it? What are we doing here?
It can be hard, not 5 hours
Not
hard.
5 hours, right.
Right, yeah.
Just like,
it's a garage.
Know.
It's
right.
20 by 20.
They're not running the whole house.
Right.
They're in this one room.
You know where it is.
And they're hard to catch. I get it.
Yeah.
But you're in one room and it...
But they're out. They're out of the house.
No more cats.
You've got your man cave area back. You don't have to worry about the cats getting out.
Uh-uh,
you don't
because my cat can just go outside. He comes out there with us.
Good.
He doesn't really. He just lays on the garage floor with us. But
yeah. I think it was very nice of you up until you made things difficult yesterday. But I think besides that, you know, up to that point, I think you were doing pretty good. And it was pretty nice of you to...
But then I ruined it in the end.
You did ruin it, but...
Well,
you know,
you do ruin everything. Right?
It is
That's
true.
That's
wasn't she the one that started that?
Well, yeah, she said that when I asked her to marry me.
Right.
Yeah.
You ruin everything.
And my ex said it about me. So I was like, hey, you know what? My wife just said, you know, at the time, wife just said what? And I was like, she said, you ruin everything. I was like, do we ruin everything for people? And he's like, I don't know, but that's what we're being told. And I was at the grocery store, and I like looked up at my ex, and I don't know what I said to her. Probably like, hurry your fat ass up. No, I don't know. I don't know what I said to her. I think I just said, like, let's go, right? And she said, shut up. you ruin everything. And I was like, oh, my God, that cuts deep. Like, I do? How do you like me if I ruin everything?
Yeah.
I knew then this probably isn't going to work. But we ended up getting married anyway and waiting. You know, I knew then it wouldn't work, but I went ahead, went through all the staffs, marriage.
I put the ring
just
in
to make sure.
I put the ring in her stocking, and we were flying out the next day to go to Detroit. And she's like, I want to go to Best Buy to buy my brother a gift. And I was like, all right, look in the stockings. So let's open up our stockings. And she's like, I don't want to open up our stockings. I got to get to Best Buy. And I'm like, all right, what? Let's just open up a couple presents each, open up the stockings that way. And she's like, I don't want to open the stockings. I'm like, all right, but maybe we could just open, like, you know, we could both just open one. And she just goes, my God, you ruin everything. And right as she said, she goes, wait. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah.
Good job.
And then she went over there, and I was like, oh.
And this is how it starts.
Yeah.
And we're off. And we're off.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, Ken?
We're going to do the news.
All right.
Coming up next.
Perfect.
Did you guys watch the game last night?
Which one?
Well, the football game. Did you watch the football game last night?
I watched the end of it because I watch baseball.
A lot of talk about that football game
baseball
today.
Baseball time.
Yeah, I figured that's what you'd be watching. The football game was close, but it seems like the reason it's being talked about so much today is the officiating. There's just story after story after story.
There were some weird calls.
Well, I didn't watch the game. I saw highlights afterwards.
Before.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I knew that Aaron Rodgers was playing, and I just kind of forgot. You texted me, and when I saw your text, by then the game was almost over.
Man, that pass he threw was one of the best passes I've ever seen in my life.
But
which one? Who?
Are you talking about the Hail Mary or the...
No, Rodgers.
Oh, the one where
pass
caught him in stride?
He throws it downfield, and like... There's no way this guy could catch the ball.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When the linebacker didn't turn his head back.
And after he catches it, he turns back. That was probably a lot of luck there or whatever, but...
Right, it's a good throw.
That was a damn good throw.
It's a good throw. You know, you think it's a lot of luck, but I've heard, you know, coaches coach that when the linebacker turns his head, that's when you let it go. So,
okay.
I mean, that is a coached thing. Now, granted, I don't know if he could hit it in that small of a window.
Right.
10 out of 10 times, but that was a hell of a pass.
That's what I think the luck was.
Because that linebacker was on it. He was right where he needed to be.
His arms and his hip.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think the luck was. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the Jets, right?
Yeah, that was Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, because the Josh
There's
Allen
another
throw,
pass
that
where
Josh Allen
sprinted
throw,
out to
where
the right.
He threw it to the running back.
Yeah.
And when he was in his own end zone and came sprinting. I mean, that was Mahomes-esque.
Those guys are what we think they are.
Yeah.
Which is, look, you look great. You make all these crazy plays, and then I'm watching, and Josh Allen just, you know, runs to the right and craps his pants and throws the ball. Now, he got away with it.
They're making
but it's
a lot
like,
of excuses.
That is going to happen. I promise you, with both those quarterbacks. It's going to happen. They look great, and then they both will end up on a cold field losing to the Chiefs or whoever they got to play.
Well, there's news today about the officiating, because I guess that was an issue, and there's been a lot of talk about it, which I'll explain. Also, meteorologists, like, just quit saying you're going to kill meteorologists, or don't. I don't know. It's a free country, but meteorologists would like you to stop threatening their lives.
Although the Jets, you see, they got Devontae Adams.
I didn't see that.
They did, and then
the Bills got
him.
So after last night, with everything that happened, the Jets got Devontae Adams, and the Bills got Amari Cooper, I think, from the Browns. So they both made big trades the next day.
Yep. I didn't see that at all. I just saw the stuff about the officiating, and it was like
every other story. It was like the last hour, I think,
those trades. Rodgers threw his receiver under the bus, so... You know, he's just doing more
Aaron
Rodgers
stuff. Rodgers stuff. We'll do the news coming up.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock. KQRC Leavenworth, Kansas City's rock station. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.